There was no, at the time, there was, I guess, obviously that was allowed by virtue of the subdivision. I'll ask some of these questions.
It was within, anywhere, as long as it was within 25
feet. No, obviously, there was no requirement for an access fronting onto the cul-de-sac, eh?
There is and there's a with a culvert, but I really
don't. So there is an access off of Coolidge Place?
Yeah, yes, there's an access off Coolidge right now. There's with a culvert to the ditch there. And very rough lane.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, where it's used.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the aerial photograph. It looks, you can't even tell you have one, actually. Everyone else clearly does on the street, but yours is a little bit more Spartan, I guess would be the word. And obviously your intent here would be to build another house on the other lot.
Exactly.
Or have a, not
build it or sell the lot. Any other questions
of Mr. Lepke while he's here?
So you're currently living in lot 2?
That's correct.
Yeah. Seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I think I understand your position. Okay, we'll ask you to stand down. Listen closely. You'll have an opportunity to come back and rebut the folks who have concerns about the application today. John Neufeld in support. Again, I should have reiterated, you don't have to speak if you don't wish to. You can simply indicate your preference from the gallery, or you can come forward and speak. Mr. Neufeld?
I'm either for or against, but I guess I'm more for than against. The only reason I want to speak is so that it's noted that when and if you build and sell that property, that the drainage from that property is contained on that property. We have, I'm north of 57, and it's always a little land there, and I just want to just so that there's a swale put down the side of the property so it doesn't drain into my property. My septic tank or my septic field is on that side of the property. I don't need any more overflowing water. Because it is a wet property now. When something gets built, it'll be lifted up, but I just want to make sure that the swale is there.
Okay. Questions, Councillor Swandell?
Kim, there would be a drainage plan for this area that would be required to make a drain.
Yes, there would be a lot grading plan required on the deposit.
My main concern is because we're just right next to the floodway. I built in 97, and then half of the 97, half a year of the flood. And I built 9 inches higher than what the city recommended. And then the next guy built higher than that. The guy across the street, the built the house, he's got to be there. It looks like he's 2 feet above everybody else, right? So now I'm thinking the next house is, if he's equal with that, all that in that triangle area, there's a lot of green to come out. And I just want to make sure that, there's no requirement for me when I built to put a swale in between me and my neighbor's property. I did do it a couple of years afterwards. As his water on the north side is draining into my property and filling all my trees. And that's my concern now. I just want to make sure. And I have a swale across the back of my property, and it can drain through that. I don't care as long as it stays off the main part of the yard. And I just want to make sure that was going to happen. And with that happening, I have no opportunity.
So. There is, too, I believe, the sort of land drainage. You've got to positively drain your land into the land drainage system, whether it's catch basins or open ditches.
If it's approved. What's going on behind the RM of Risho along the line there? Is there a road there? Or is that just... Our picture doesn't show it. I'm asking whoever happens to know, you or administration.
Like a
part
of Risho.
It backs on, like some of these lots back onto the RMM show. At least that's what my map indicates. I can't recall.
We're in Kansas City, one thing, I think the RMM sprinkled across Highway 59.
Okay, there's nothing there. And is that across the way from you, is that a road as well? On the other side of, would that be the east side of the development of Courage Place? Yeah, that's where that is. Okay. It's been a while since I've been out there. All right. Thanks very much for your comments. Okay, we'll move on. That's all the people we have listed in support. We have three people listed in opposition now. We'll move on to them. The first is I have Eunice Gill on one page, and I also have Robert Tyler, legal counsel for Daryl and Eunice Gill, on another page. So maybe I'll leave it with you as to how you want to go about it. Sure.
They have resided there since prior to the subdivision. Conclusion on DASZ from 693, which was the decision of the City of Winnipeg when the subdivision was taken out. And what you'll find in this report is if you turn to page 30. Development is really the first step in a two-step process. His application isn't for subdivision approval. His application is to amend the terms of the zoning amendment in effect would permit any of the two properties along Willowville Road to have direct access onto Willowville Road. I've highlighted in yellow as it then was. And he acquired his property from the developer. In fact, he and the developer were related to, are related to marriage. But he was quite aware of the fact that he purchased the property that was subject to his own agreement and subject to his own agreement preventing him from having access to the developer's role. Yet he chose to locate his home at the very southwest corner so that he could have the benefit of the trees that were there. But I just wanted to bring this to your attention because the planner's report, as I say, fails to point out the fact that historically this was a very important for the residents of the area. And this issue tonight is more about the enforcement and compliance with the rules set down by the city than it is about approving the what I would like to do is highlight for you the extent to which this bill and others in the community have attempted to get city administration over the years to pay attention to the diagram disregard and directly attack the enclosure on the back of the property. In this back of the time, we would just refer to your notes and address the committee with the various
Eric Gordon, the chief zoning officer at the time. He referred me to that. And I spoke to Mr. Vanthi. I indicated that I just wanted to make sure that the individual building a house that was there did not have an access to the property of the building, due to the potential building a house that was actually on the road. And truthfully, that we were going to be building a large, historic single family dwelling that was planned.
You know what? Maybe we have to stop this proceeding for a moment. I'll ask, I'm not going to limit your presentation, but I should disclose at this stage, although I had no idea prior to that this would be an issue, David Vincent is one of my law associates. I don't know if that's germane. if necessary, I could recuse myself from this hearing. I'm not certain.
Mr. Vincent has no further involvement in this matter. His obligation is to be nothing but a historical record of the environment. There's no issue in that. I would see it.
Members of the committee, you have any thoughts?
I don't think that Mr. Vincent's involved in this particular application. Appearance or actual conflict, what you decide to do, you show the form if you want to go.
If Mr. Vincent's not involved in this application in any way, shape, or form, I don't know what.
Okay. I'll stay. I'll just disclose that. Please proceed. We'll finish all comments before we allow questions.
Yes. So I wanted her to express that to you because you as a citizen of the city of Winnipeg, you have diligently and consistently run to administration to say that you have agreement here that's not being enforced, this access to the back of the direction of problems is continually being used and it should be discontinued according to the agreement. Never has been, and he continues to use it today. And then the planner's report comes out and says that this is just going to legitimize an existing driveway. Well, why do we have zoning in place if the city administration didn't enforce this yet by approving this application? Are you saying that zoning is here's a situation that we felt could not go unnoticed in this situation. Back to the planner's report. The planner's report says that this will permit the back of the property, which is really the front, to be developed because it's quite unsightly today. Well, it's his front yard. Lot and other comment I'd like to make is that the zoning in this area rural R2 2-acre sites. And he's got 3 points, whatever. He mentioned he wanted to do it to, well, 1.6 acres and 1.8 acres each. That's less than 2 acres, that creates an increase in density in the area. It shouldn't be permitted. And this subdivision on the end of the sold on the basis of 2 acre lots in this area. Despite the fact that time has gone by, why should that be changed? I would feel some sympathy from the direction. If you bought the property not knowing these things, if you built the site not knowing these things, that there's been some disregard on his part, if I could do one. And now what he's attempting to do is maximize his investment by creating another lot and building a place. I ask you this. He's permitted to do that, but to stop the neighbors to the west or to the north of him, and doing exactly the same. All of their homes are built close to Curtis Place. With the ability to have access off of the road, nothing is stopping him from taking the ability to do that. So I conclude with that. You've been patient and listening to me longer than perhaps wanted to. But again, this is an application to amend the zoning agreement. Respected over the years, is that reason for you to now approve the application and allow him to continue to do what I know is what I have to intend to do all of that?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Any questions of the delegation? Councilor Bender.
Just one. I understand it's frustrating if. When somebody does not do what the agreement states. But irrespective of that, what is the injurious effect of having an approach off of Willow Road to you?
Probably a couple of things. It creates a because of the new on-site wastewater sewage regulation, create extra traffic for sewage disposal for the Kemper Field. Also, have direct access on the road. So you're allowing him to use the parking fund in the backyard, but it's actually to the country. So that's but the injurious affection. I agree, Councilor Vandell, is not a huge impact, but that's not the point. The point is, you have a law, it hasn't been enforced. Now you award the person that's taken advantage of it by granting them something.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Todd Gorman, 9 Courage Place.
Good evening. My name is Todd Gorman. Access off of Concern with the well system in that area.
septic tanks.
I have a concern putting another home in the development as far as the septic field. Acres for the last year or so. Traffic, I have no problem with them using the driveway because I'm the second house. Everybody pretty much would pass my house. That's no problem with that. Access on Willow Grove for the guidelines when we bought our house. There were strict guidelines on how many lots were available. I just don't see a benefit to the city. I don't see a benefit to the neighbors. I don't see a benefit to the place of having another additional house.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gorman. Members of the committee, any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have no further speakers on this matter. I wish to be heard as per my previous untrue. I'll ask Mr. Lepke to return, please, to the head of the table. Mr. Lepke, this is your chance to rebut what you've heard from folks who have appeared in opposition this evening. Not a chance to restate the entire matter, just to rebut the specific issues that have come forward, if you like.
Sure. So if that approach is removed, then they have nowhere to turn around, backing up all the way down that narrow gravel road. As is right now, I actually maintain quite a bit of the road. It's actually smoother because I'm here right now with my tractor. I smoothed out ruts. The way I drive it, I actually have interest in keeping it as smooth as possible. So actually, the way I drive it actually keeps it smooth and out of ruts and everything. Basically, what's there right now, I've, it's a matter of using existing sort of space right now. Really more detriment to be right now, too, otherwise, it's other than having to drive out that way. So it's really no difference. As far as if that approach is removed, then someone has to go in there off the city property and actually dig an actual ditch. Right now, where that lane is, it's a natural high spot. There's ditches going to the north and ditches going to the south from that lane, but you want to put a ditch in there now, that creates have across from my lot there, or right beside, have more of an impact with the development. As far as the size of the lots, there would be other two lots that belong to Willowbrook, the two that are north of me. They're just a fraction over 2 acres. Used to be impossible for someone else to develop on it. There's already at least one, I think, maybe two lots on Kirsch Place that are 1.8 acres, so it's would be in line with what's already there. That's been already there as part of the size of the lot. And as far as a 2 acre lot, the actual average size of the lots there, even with the extra lot, if it is, if it does go ahead, would be the average size of the lot of all around on Kirsch Place would be over 3 acres anyway, so the actual impact as far as the 2 acre guideline on average would be within, to maintain its integrity.
Okay.
Thanks
very much, Mr. I'll ask Councillor Swando to take the chair in a moment, if you would.
Before we do that,
well, I'm sure we all have the same question. on this this report from 1993, what's our comments on that?
Sorry, in terms of...
Well, it says no vehicular approach from egress or to egress from the land be located on Willow Grove Road, and that any such approach which exists shall be removed.
Fairly straightforward. Yeah, it was. There's no doubt that it was established illegally at that time, and we acknowledge this in our in the administration's report.
The problem I have here is that I don't necessarily, what's the injurious effect of allowing the driveway there? But without hearing the whole thing in conjunction with the, why aren't we hearing it in conjunction with the subdivision application and the other pieces that go with it? Because you, if you don't have control of all the pieces here, you can make it.
He has a short-form subdivision application in conjunction with this. So what's being heard here is the zoning agreement amendment, but he's applied for a short-form subdivision application. So which aren't here.
The other thing, just by way of comment, the 93 ruling did allow for 1.8 acre lots.
Yeah.
But that, the point of it requiring, when you require septic tanks as opposed to septic fields, is I think standards change. You need a minimum of 2 acres. That's why I'm saying there's a lot of more subdivision issues here than there are the road issues. So anyway, I'll take the chair. Do what you wish.
Yeah, I'll move that the report of Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye. Contrary,
carried.
The receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary, carried.